saved a potential nugget.
If you had to reflect on your journey and really say, what are the two, three, let's say, tips you would give to people to play to their potential, right? Are there some underlying principles that stand out from your journey?
You know, one of the best pieces of advice I got when I was starting out was, it's very important for you to grow in the dark. Because the second you hit the limelight, you don't have the freedom to screw up. So I find it's nowadays people are too much in a hurry to get famous or to get rich or to get opportunities. But if you get an opportunity that is too big for you and you fail, it might be a while before people look at you again. So for me, what I love doing is going away back into the dark, experimenting, growing, trying to come up with something new, and then coming out to present that. I find nowadays people are trying to learn the tricks of the trade before they learn the trade. It's very important for you to focus on your trade. Find the passion, right? Get involved in it. Become good at it. Like today, for example, I have comedians who say, you know, what's the secret? How do I get ahead? I tell them, see, if you want to compete as an international comedian, you need 1 hour of bulletproof good material. Now, a new comedian does 5 minutes. I tell them, the second you've got 5 minutes that's brilliant, you don't have to go to every show and be brilliant for those 5 minutes. You take those 5 minutes and you stick them away in a bank. Then you create another five, then another five, until you've got that bulletproof 1 hour. Then you come out and announce yourself to the world. So similarly, with achieving your potential, you have to first focus on realizing that potential before you put yourself in a situation where somebody can push you down and you think, you know what, maybe I don't have what it takes, you know.
The interesting thing to note, I guess, is that in a world proliferated with social media, it's gotten much harder for us to find a dark spot to sharpen our axe or to reinvent ourselves. I know of some people who take electronic holidays, which is basically a Banvas 2.0, to reinvent themselves. I know of a leader who was arguably one of the most successful investment bankers in the country, who quit on a high and went to Vipassana to discover his inner voice before figuring out what next. He had several people throwing options at him, but he said, if I don't listen to the inner voice, I would never be able to make sense of the options that are in front of me. The key question worth reflecting upon is, what is your dark space where you grow? Thank you for listening.